In Georgia, a Catholic school teacher who is gay was fired recently when he announced he was getting married. Federal law does not prevent employers from firing someone on the basis of sexual orientation, so his lawyers are taking another approach. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusa has the story.
For the last 4 years, Flint Dollar has been teaching music at a Catholic school in Macon, Georgia, where he is, by all accounts, beloved. You can tell in this school concert video.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are here, and we are glad that you are here. And this is our 8th grade chorus.
Dollar is gay, and he says he was honest with school administrators about that when they hired him. And yet, a month ago, just as Dollar was letting his students out for summer, he got the call to come see the school president.
If you're called in the last part of the day, on the last day of the week, it's not a good sign. I was told that the bishop called, bishop of the Diocese of Savannah called, and expressed his concern that if I was to return, it would be against the teachings of the Catholic Church.
So what changed? Well, Dollar had announced on Facebook that he plans to marry his longtime partner in Minnesota this summer. The Catholic Church's position against same-sex marriage is clear, and the diocese says they support the school in its decision to let Dollar go. School officials, without addressing this case specifically, released a statement saying they have to consider an employee's ability to teach Catholic doctrine when making staff decisions.
I was told very specifically I didn't do anything wrong, that there were no parent complaints, no student complaints, but regardless, I would not be returning. I'm still kind of processing that.
Since neither federal law nor state law in Georgia expressly forbid employers from discriminating against gays, it seemed like there was nothing Dollar could do. But Title VII of the Civil Rights Act does forbid discrimination on the basis of sex, and Dollar's lawyer, Charles Cox, sees an opening there.
When you fire somebody because they are engaging in a same-sex marriage, I think that pretty clearly fits with gender discrimination. You're being fired because you're not complying with traditional gender stereotypes, and that's wrong, and we believe it's unlawful.
Enterprising lawyers have been making that argument since at least the 1990s, and federal courts have been saying, nice try, just as long. That is until April, when a judge in Washington made a ruling in a lawsuit brought by federal employee Peter Tervier. He claims his supervisor at the Library of Congress made his work life miserable because he's gay. LGBT rights attorney Greg Nevins is helping with Tervier's case.
His romantic or intimate interest in men is something that the women workers at that office were not penalized for, but he was. He made that claim in federal district court, and the court allowed it to proceed despite a motion dismissed by the Department of Justice.
And now the Tervier case is giving hope to people like music teacher Flint Dollar. He's filed a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, alleging sex discrimination. Matthew Frank, a constitutional scholar at Princeton, says that might work, but it shouldn't.
I realize that in, you know, half a century, a lot of judicial interpretation has gone into the application of Title VII. But I think it's fairly clear that Title VII's reference to sex as a category of discrimination, that the people who wrote that had nothing like sexual orientation in their minds. It was not contemplated.
The EEOC said in a 2012 case that discrimination against transgender people constitutes sex discrimination. Frank says he's not a fan of that either, but he thinks it's at least a little closer to the original intent of the Civil Rights Act. Back in Georgia, Flint Dollar practices organ at the Presbyterian church that hired him part-time while he looks for a job and fights his case. He says getting his old job back is not the goal.
I don't want anybody else to have to go through what I've been through. This last month has been up and down. It's been painful. There are days that I don't want to get out of bed.
But as the courts keep rapidly changing the way they view sexual orientation, Dollar has hope that he may be among the last generation of people who risk losing their job because they're gay. For NPR News, I'm Adam Ragusa in Macon, Georgia.